Members of the UN Security Council and other UN member states met late Wednesday evening behind closed doors to discuss what UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called the deteriorating situation in southern Israel and Gaza. The meeting, which lasted into the late hours of Wednesday evening, followed the killing of a Hamas military official and civilians. According to a spokesman for the Secretary General, the head of the military wing of Hamas that controls Gaza, Ahmed Saeed Khalil al-Jabari, was killed when his car was targeted during Israeli airstrikes on the territory. However, the representative of Israel, Ron Prosser, says the attack was in response to rocket attacks against Israel from Gaza.
This all started by an anti-tank missile that was launched against an Israeli jeep. From who? From Hamas, an internationally recognized terrorist organization that has turned Gaza into a dump of ammunition coming in and weapons from Iran, from Libya, from Sudan that have been launched against Israeli civilians day in and day out.
According to Riyad Mansour, the permanent observer of the Palestinian Authority to the United Nations, the attack by Israel on Gaza was a diversion tactic.
I believe part of the timing of the attack by the Israelis on Gaza is trying to divert attention away from our energies in mobilizing the entire international community to support our effort for succeeding in the exercise on November 29 of legislating through the General Assembly the recognition of the state and bestowing on it the observer status, which is a very significant step in the history of the struggle of the Palestinian people.
Ambassador Ron Prosser of Israel reminded the Security Council that Israel disengaged from Gaza in 2005. He has this opinion about a Palestinian UN member state.
Now, coming and talking to you about a Palestinian non-member statehood, I can just say maybe one should change the name to instead to NMS to NMTS, non-member terrorist state.
Most participants at the meeting agreed with Ambassador Mansour of the Palestinian Authority.
Almost all those who spoke in the Security Council wanted this onslaught and aggression against our people to be stopped and to be stopped immediately.
Riyad Mansour, the permanent observer of the Palestinian Authority to the United Nations. Jerry Adams, United Nations.